TCR Diaries for October 23rd, 2018. I haven't seen the new Halloween movie, just the trailer and commercials. It looks like they may have largely ignored the later films, because that would be good. Bad guys should never say, "Oh, I wasn't really dead. I've just been chilling here in this decade-long coma." Comas induced by two fiery explosions, fourth and fifth films, or whatever. Because that's dumb. Writers in the horror genre, take a tip from Star Wars and don't kill off your villain in the first or second movie. Wait until the third and make it a solid trilogy. I wasn't super excited they were making another Halloween movie, and I'm a bit curmudgeon before even getting to the theater. Rob Zombie did his Halloween movies not that long ago, 2007 and 2009, so I'm not really sure if we need another. We got 10 others, and Zombie's take on Myers wasn't really that good. Stephen King's written literally tens of books, and most that have been made into films are in my top 20 list of horror movies you have to see. Carrie, Christine, Cujo, Pet Sematary, The Shining, etc. So in this new 2018 trailer, when Michael drops the teeth over the bathroom stall door, I got the feeling he did this as a fear tactic, a way to scare his victim, pleasurably. One of the great things about the original two Halloween films is that Carpenter and Hill never gave Michael emotion. They also never gave him motive, never gave him cause or reason. He was simply out to stab and strangle his sisters. People void of emotions are far more frightening than those who are demonstrably psychotic. Unknown things are terrifying. Charles Manson acting goofy and outrageous in prison? Not scary. Don't get me wrong, the teeth drop was a novel idea, but I don't think it's necessarily what Myers would do. He's a killing automaton, not a sadistic dentist from Little Shop of Horrors. And then Laurie Strode. In this movie, she looks to be arming up like she's in Terminator 2. I'd rather have her permanently scarred and traumatized than channeling Sarah Connor. Yeah, I'm all coming down on this movie. I'm sure I'll watch it sooner or later, like I have all the others. But I can't say I'm excited. Not at this point. But I do like Danny McBride. But I'm not sure about David Gordon Green. Questions, comments? Hit me up at robot@tcrbang.com.